It's 5 o'clock. I'm calling the Public Services Committee to order. If I can get roll call, please.
Dyer.
Here.
Frank.
Here.
Dawson.
Here. At this time, I would also like to recognize that Councilman Johnson, Councilman
Adams,
brain fart, and the mayor also present.
Is your last name hyphenated?
Adams, brain fart.
Do we need to do the pledge?
I think we'll get the pledge in the next one. I don't think we need multiple pledges tonight.
Yeah.
Just asking.
We need multiple prayers.
So. My pledge didn't change from the first time I ever did it as a first grader. Anyway, so I've called this for the discussion between council for the discussion of permanently changing the staffing levels of wastewater treatment plant and the water treatment plant. The reasoning that I do not feel this is going to have a direct impact in the budget that we are going to be passing for the fiscal year of 2025 is it is not making any changes that will affect that budget. There are savings potentially to be had through this discussion, but they do not need to be budgeted into the 2025 budget as it will not cost us more. That will become clear. I'm going to clarify some terms for everyone present so we're all understanding. I've got a couple questions for Chris, and then I'm going to open it up to discussion amongst council. So first off, some basic terms, budgetary surplus. A budget surplus occurs when an entity like the government or company earns or collects more money than it spends over a specific period. That's a good thing. That's where we want to be. Budgetary deficit. A budget deficit occurs when a government spends more money than it collects in revenues, like taxes over a specific period, typically a fiscal year. Rate study. A rate study is a financial analysis that determines a utility's current and projected revenue, expenses, and rate structure to ensure sufficient funds to operate and maintain the system while also considering the impact to its customers. This is the what we are just in the process of acquiring for the wastewater treatment plant. We have not fully secured it yet, but we're in the process of doing so. We're also budgeting for one for the water treatment plant for this upcoming fiscal year. So, Chris, just some quick questions so everyone here is on the same page information-wise so we can be informed to have this discussion. Are we currently completing the daily necessary tasks at the wastewater treatment plant?
Yes.
Are we currently completing the daily necessary tasks at the water treatment plant?
Yes.
Is the Village of Delta's proposed final budget currently a surplus or a deficit?
In terms of?
Expected revenue versus cost of services that we're acquiring. I believe we're at $115,000 deficit, not including the carryover balances, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So we're looking at a deficit of $115,000 total for the village, including all services. All our budget is $115,000 deficit, not specifically one department.
Yes.
Perfect. Is the wastewater treatment plant currently operating at a surplus or a deficit?
I believe it is currently running at a deficit.
Perfect. How many supervisors, full-time employees, and part-time wastewater treatment employees does the Village of Delta currently employ? Exclude employees from other departments that are currently covering or assisting covering in wastewater treatment plant.
At the moment, we currently have one employee that is working down at the wastewater plant who is a contracted employee that we contract for 20 hours a week as required under state law for the operator of record. When I first joined the Village of Delta, we had two employees. We had one full-time wastewater treatment plant superintendent, and then we had a wastewater operator one who was also a maintenance technician as well. That is also including the other gentleman who, again, we contract as operator of record for 20 hours a week.
Perfect. And so council is clear. We budgeted for a supervisor, an employee, and an operator of record for the fiscal year of 2025 in the budget that we have all looked over and have been discussing. How are, since we only have the operator of record, how are the waste task at wastewater being accomplished on a day-to-day basis?
From what I understand, we are currently having employees that are working at the water department being rotated periodically into the wastewater plant to cover operations, including our water superintendent who has been covering both, who's been covering operator record for both, or who let me rephrase that. She is currently the operator of record over at the water department. In the event that our contractor is out for the day or is out for whatever reason, she can come in and cover.
And this is going to be sort of an open-ended question, very much into interpretation, but with the rough fact, or with the fact that the wastewater treatment plant is already operating at a deficit, do you believe that the rate study that we are in the process of acquiring will recommend a rate increase to village residences for services?
Yes.
Okay. So that's where we sit right now with these departments. Currently, we have spent a little over $29,000 on budgeted expenses for salary and benefits for wastewater treatment in the fiscal year of 2025, specifically for employees of that department. So the supervisor that was there, the employee that was there, and the operator of record that was there. That excludes anyone who's been covering that department as a water treatment employee. So currently, our water treatment employees, who are all here apparently, hi guys, have been covering this duty. And from my understanding, prior to my time on council, water treatment has covered the wastewater area before. And I will ask for a time from Jamie, if you don't mind, of when that happened last.
It happened in 2021, in the spring. And then we tried to combine the departments as called One Delta without offering compensation to employees. And at first everyone was cooperative, but as time went on, it wasn't enough, and then it started fizzling apart. Then we had one operator down there, and I was still trying to manage that department, and he did not like that I was not there all the time to keep an eye on him.
Okay.
So then he ended up getting another job. And then it was manned by our operator of record until the two employees that are formerly not here anymore were hired.
Thank you. So my suggestion to council for discussion is the permanent elimination of the wastewater treatment supervisor position, the employee position, and maintaining a budget for an ORC to cover any necessary functions. This is mainly in regards to the fiscal year of 2026. However, if we hire someone currently in the fiscal year of 2025, that employee would end up more than likely needing to let go if we make this decision to shift the budget. So I feel it's an appropriate conversation to have now while we do not have these employees currently hired. Chris, I know that you have been looking to fill these positions basically since we lost these bodies. How would you describe the market of available candidates for properly licensed individuals?
So if I may, Councilor Shire, here's what I'll explain to you. My experience has been trying to interview, locate, and even discussing with potential candidates here in Delta. So for example, I had one candidate who was a former wastewater treatment superintendent in a community nearby. He had his level 3 licenses, which here in the village of Delta, you're only required to have a level 2 license to be an operator of record. He was currently employed at a company called IFM in the nearby area, and I was told that he was currently making $36 an hour. My apologies. That was a phone call for another time. He was currently making $36 an hour with his licenses that he currently had, which was about below what we could offer. And I had another candidate who I interviewed, could easily get his level 1 license, could easily get his level 2 license, had been working in the private sector, working for a company that basically was contracted by other communities to do their testing, so to speak, the same testing that we currently do at our wastewater treatment plant. And I interviewed him in my office, and he is also currently making $36 an hour, and that is with no licenses right now. So I can say, based on the individuals that I have interviewed or I have talked to, the market is pretty competitive.
So in that sense, what we've currently budgeted for 2025 for salary and benefits, even that amount, in your opinion, is not sufficient to retain someone of a supervisor quality level to bring in? Is that what I'm understanding, or?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So we would have to spend even more on salary and benefits potentially than we have budgeted. If we eliminated currently the, I shouldn't say eliminated, if we did not hire and we maintained what we are currently doing with the water treatment employees covering these shifts, we hire in a seventh individual, which is already budgeted for in the water treatment employee or water treatment salary, and we maintained the administrator and the finance director and the, I believe it's tax is also in wastewater. The top.
So if I may, Councilor Shear, here's where I'll break down in terms of administration, who is involved, who is whose salaries are involved in the both the water and wastewater fund. You have myself as the village administrator. You have the income tax administrator.
Income tax, that's right.
Slash clerk of council slash assistant finance director, the finance director, and you also have the utility clerk that is 50% water, 50% sewer.
So we are looking at budgeted, if we remove those, approximately, I believe the number is around $85,000 of administrative salaries coming out of the wastewater treatment fund. So with $29,000 spent already on that, we are looking at approximately $137,139.816.69 technically, of salary and benefits that we could save by not hiring in these two positions. And just so everyone is aware, we have approximately 1,258 billable wastewater treatment accounts. So every month we send out just under 1,300 bills. Now you split that $139,000 between those 1,258 accounts just evenly for math's sake. We can play that number, whatever. It's just over $9, $9.07 per account per month. If we look forward to 2026, where this discussion really starts to get more important, our wastewater treatment budget is going to jump pretty significantly because of our ORC contracts. Our current ORC contract is relatively cheap. Frank has been great to us. The one estimate we've gotten back is $175 an hour. Potentially, we're looking at potential savings of almost $300,000 by having water treatment cover these shifts. And basically, my suggestion is that the water treatment employee is no longer a water treatment employee. They get new job descriptions, they get hired in at a different rate. That rate at 7% is going to cost the village about $25,000. So you're offsetting this year about $130,000, paying that $25,000. Next year, $300,000, again, paying about that $25,000, more than we had figured. And when you jump to that $300,000 number, you're talking almost $20 a month, $9 or $19.40-ish per account per month. Now, this rate study is going to say that we need to raise customers' bills. And right now, this is giving us an option not to lower their bills, but to offset that cost by that up to that amount. And so that's the discussion I want to have today, whether we, looking forward, want to be proactive in the billing of the utilities for the residents, or whether we want to hire in and have this discussion again in 8 months. So that's why I will open up to my fellow committee members.
So you want to give everybody a 7% raise?
Yep.
Just on the water superintendent and the operators.
Yep, there would be 7 employees total benefiting from that.
What's that?
There would be 7 employees total that would be benefiting from that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's if we hire someone.
Yeah, that would be if we brought in the 7th. That is budgeted for currently, so we're not paying that full budgeted amount to water treatment for salary currently.
My question is, the people that we got in the water plant, how many are working on their first license?
I will leave that open to the water treatment employees to...
2 people actively studying for the water treatment one.
I will say this, and another benefit of basically putting the salary needs squarely in the water treatment budget is, I'm still waiting for our lawyers in the state to get back to me, but it should allow Jamie the flexibility rather than specifically being forced to have X employee there on X day. You would be able to schedule who you needed because the salary would all be coming out of one department. So you, whoever you needed down there, if you wanted to prioritize, you'd be able to. Without that, our payroll would be more streamlined in that sense while recovering. But this, again, is really, in my opinion, only viable if we're looking at making this full-time. If we're just doing part-time coverage, I think there needs to be a window. That's another discussion we can have on this, that there needs to be a window of when this expectation of increased workload is no longer applicable. Because right now they're doing two jobs. We have a job description for water treatment and job description for wastewater. They are not the same job. There is, you'll help out as needed. I don't think that completely covering a job 24/7 is helping out as needed.
So are we considering, call it Waterworks, one entire department? Would we still collect rates separately?
We would. The enterprises would still be separate.
Still be separate enterprise.
And that's what I'm looking for from clarity from the law director. Potentially, it would have to look something like the benefits would come out of sewer, and the pay structure would come out, or the regular salary wages would come out of water treatment. That can all be juggled, but we just need clarification on what has to be specifically due to the enterprise nature of the two entities, where those funds have to be separated at.
So, back to Jamie. So you have four people that's got a license.
I have three people that have licensing right now. I have two actively working on water treatment licenses. One of them is also working on a CDL, and I have one in limbo waiting to see because I wanted him to get his application license so that we could treat the reservoirs. So I'm waiting in limbo to see where this whole possible combination is going to go so that I can redirect his attention to water treatment license.
So currently the, if I may interrupt, the job description for anybody who works at the water treatment plant that isn't a supervisor is operator.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, we think that anybody in that employment status should be actively pursuing their operator's certification.
And they are,
okay.
Yes.
Go back to the increase on the waste, on the wastewater.
Yep, so right now, the wastewater is, it's in the red. So last year we transferred approximately, Marlena, $300,000?
Yes.
$300,000 out of the general fund. And basically what that means, I mean, it's a regressive tax, is what it is. We took $300,000 out of the general fund, out of taxes that we collected from people because we weren't making enough off of the rates we charge for sewer, which means street projects, park projects, downtown revitalization projects, all these other projects that we don't have money for because we're subsidizing the rate at water treatment. So water treatment is in the red. We're keeping in the rates low. Now this rate study is going to give us an idea of how far we need to move it up. It's going to give us an idea of, it's going to include things like projects that are coming down the pipeline. It's going to include EPA compliance issues. It's going to include things like if the plant needs to be increased in size because of the village growing, things of that nature. They're rather wide and inclusive things, but we know that we're operating in the red now. So this rate study isn't going to say that rates are going to get cheaper.
Yeah.
We don't know how much this rate study is going to suggest that we increase, but we know that it's going to be an increase.
Okay, so we're going to have everybody that's working in the water work out there too.
Yep.
And right now, Jamie's the only one that's qualified to work out there, correct?
I'm the only one with the licensing to cover operator records.
Okay.
But we have been operating that plant for a month, everybody rotating down there. So they are becoming qualified to operate the plant.
Through the state?
Through operation.
based on hours of being there?
Yes.
You have to get hours in play.
Yeah. How many hours does it take?
2,080.
Thank you. And that's to get your class one? Or is it per class?
Class one.
Yep.
So they've all got 2,080s for their water treatment. So that is a just getting it, studying it, taking the test, passing the test. If we're combined for wastewater, you're looking at 2 years or more before someone has the time to be able to actually receive the hard copy license.
Yeah, it's not going to be something that's going to happen overnight to get their license. We're going to have to allow them the time needed to get those hours.
And the last employee that we had there did not have a license.
Overpaid, underqualified.
We are meeting the necessary requirements through the state. Operator record really is the big spend. That's the thing that you can't mess around with. And that is what we are using Jamie to cover ourselves with currently.
You're back to the rate increase.
Yeah, that's the big question. Come on.
When and how do we implement a rate increase? That was your last question, right? That was open for discussion here.
Yeah. So I wanted to throw it all out there. Right. So we still have to qualify for the great study. And last I heard, they were still requesting documentation before we finalized, because we qualified for a free, it's a $23,000 rate study that we're getting for free. So once that starts, it's going to be a several-month process, I assume, before we get any data. But it's going to be towards the end of this fiscal year, looking at the fiscal budget for 2026.
Yep. So do we implement a rate increase now to cushion the blow?
I do not. So I think that conversation depends on what we decide to do with this employment process, because we're talking about an annual savings of between $120,000 and $300,000, which is $9 this year and up to $20 next year. So.
Okay, what do we do next week when the street department comes in and says, we're helping out too, so we want to raise.
So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to be completely upfront about it. Marlena, if you find a way year over year to generate this village $250,000, I think you deserve a 7% raise, and I will vote for that. If our streets department takes contracts that we normally hire out and they generate $250,000 year over year of savings for the village, I will vote for a 7% raise. I think that is absolutely fair. I think you should be rewarded for doing good for the village. I also think that it rewards the village for $250,000, because your 7% raise is not going to cover that. And I think it's good for you, because it's your lookout for the village, and we're taking care of our employees that are here. So that's what I have to say on that. Is it?
Well, okay, I mean, like, street department helps with digging the holes and stuff.
Right. If they take that into their, because what I'm talking about is a brand new position description for these employees. This isn't just helping. This is them completely taking over a job. If it is contractually written into their new job descriptions that the street department is going to save the village $150,000 or $200,000 a year, every year, because that's what we're discussing. We're discussing a permanent savings that is going to happen every single year from this day forward of $250,000 growing salary-wise every year. Then they should get a 7%. But if they're just saying, I help out here and there, and I'm saving the village $10,000 on this contract or $15,000 on that contract, if it's not explicitly additional job duties, I don't think they get a 7%. Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about this job and this job becoming this job.
Well, I think we better do that before we give raises.
I am down for that. Do you all think that that's fair with signing new job descriptions?
Yes.
And with that position becomes a new pay scale, basically.
And from my understanding, you will have to create an ordinance specifying that our wages are split between the departments so that both departments can pay our wages when we turn our time in. And that is what Jenna has found out. So it would all be...
That's where...
Meeting.
Yep, we're waiting on confirmation on that from the state. We haven't heard back just quite yet. Because that's the whole... If we can pay benefits out of one and salary out of the other, then we don't have to have that weird split. But again, this is there's a lot of steps in this. If we decide that it's only short term and we aren't going to do this and we're going to hire new people in, I think there needs to be an expected time that these employees are told.
So you're saying if we do this and we don't look for more people to hire and work out there, these guys are going to do it all the time?
Yep, all the time.
Yep.
but that won't happen.
I think it's a great idea. When you look at the savings,
it's a great idea. But you're gonna, it's a great idea, but you're going to have to hire more than just one person. Seven people will not run both places 24/7.
They're doing it now.
They're doing it right now with six.
Yeah, but that's not continuous.
Yeah. So we were hired in 2007. We were combined at that point.
Yeah, but it's not. You're not doing it now. What I'm going to say is, you're going to get burned out.
We're doing it now.
Okay, so we don't have to hire anybody. That's fine. Remember that when you get burned out. That's a lot of hours that you're putting in.
We're putting in 40 hours a week, each person. We are not getting overtime for this.
Let me chime in, Councilman Dawson. I will state that I do review their timesheets every couple of weeks, and yes, they are working four 10-hour days. The only time they ever do collect overtime is unless it's on an emergency basis, meaning if there is an emergency call for a water main break, or now in this case, a sewer main break, they are the ones that are first on call. So they're not collecting a ton of overtime past the 40 hours.
How much did you say we spent on contracted services last year in wastewater?
I do not have the contracted services total for ORC in front of me.
Okay.
Frank's is 70.
I think I pulled it was $58,000.
So overall, by doing this combining, it's $250,000 every year. The village isn't.
Yep. And so that does include savings from, wow, brain fart. Any pay increases that we would be giving to those departments, because we're going to have less employees on staff. So a 3% raise to a department for cost of living raises only increases the savings over the cost of time. Competing, having a second supervisor, and keeping up with that, because I mean, we just went through this where we couldn't find X position, X, Y, and Z, a qualified position because we weren't offering enough. So we increased how much we were offering, and that's only going to become further and further along. So this is kind of a baseline of how much we're looking to save, and it's going to grow every year by a small percentage amount.
It's a no-brainer.
So I mean, we're in a budget deficit of $115,000, and this year we're talking about saving more than that.
Yeah.
Okay, for the seventh position that we're going to hire.
Yep.
They'll come in as a guy off the street. No license, correct?
I mean, we would look for someone with a license, I would assume, but hiring would be through Chris.
So, will they get that 7% raise out of the instance there?
If they were in the new position, I would say yes, as long as it's a, we'll call it treatment one, or whatever you want to call it.
Look, you're looking at a whole new compensation package for this basically new enterprise. So whatever that compensation package looks like, if they're not qualified, they would hire in at the base pay.
Yeah.
Correct. And
which is not currently the base pay we have.
I would put it hopefully on Chris and Jamie to prioritize employees' hours necessary for qualifications, however they needed to be. I wouldn't expect a new employee would be splitting their hours between two plants. I expect he would be either earning his wastewater certificate first, or he would be earning his water treatment certificate first, and then he would step into the rotation between the two plants, but still be available to work both jobs. But again, that would be scheduling, which is, I don't want. That's your guys' job.
How do operations at wastewater look during an expansion? Let's say in the next 2 to 5 years, we have to double the size of our wastewater plant. How will that affect operations and staffing?
It may most likely increase operating record requirements with class 3. I haven't taken my class 3, but I have the time for it. That's probably going to be the hardest increase as far as that goes. But as far as operation, wastewater treatment plants are usually pretty self-sufficient and will operate without anybody there. So I'm going to assume, unless the EPA changes what we have to do, it's still going to be a 5-day-a-week job.
Okay.
One shift.
So, and what about our contracted operator of record?
Frank is going to enjoy retirement and cannot work the same amount of hours as he's been working. He is willing to pick up hours as needed going forward, but we're coming very near to the end of his time as a full-time ORC. I did ask for good interruptions before this meeting, so yeah. This is my fault.
I have no other questions.
Kent, I am waiting on an email response from you at some point in regards to some of this. I don't know if you saw that or if I need to kick it forward to you again.
No, I sent your response today.
Oh, perfect. I didn't, yep. Did not see it before I came.
I did.
What do you got for me, Sheldon? I know you got more.
No, 5:30.
Oh. All right, so I am going to call for a vote on this to have bring this discussion and a recommendation to council in regards to this going forward. I would like to push a vote to recommend the reorganization of the water treatment plant and staffing for a unified position to council. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Craig?
Yes.
All right. It is 5:31. I am going to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Dawson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.